This is Eric Westervelt in Washington. While details are still under investigation, the case of the 343rd Quartermaster Platoon underscores central concerns in the Army's Iraq mission. Key issues of troop strength, armored protection, wear and tear on equipment, and the dangers of supply lines. Doug McGregor is a recently retired Army colonel. He says for months, the Army's main logistical command in Iraq has had to cobble together add-on armor to help protect against continued insurgent ambushes along main supply routes.
The 13th Combat Support Command has maintained a kind of informal skunkworks in which they have been welding armor plate to wheeled vehicles of all types and kinds, a reflection of the frustration that our soldiers have had on the ground without adequate armored protection.
Complaints of inadequate equipment and preparation have come from other Reserve and National Guard units. Soldiers trained for non-combat and support roles have had to face near daily combat in Iraq. Colonel McGregor believes the case of the 343rd underlines fundamental flaws in post-war planning.
We made the error of assuming that we were going to operate in an environment where a dismounted infantryman or an infantryman in a wheeled vehicle conducting patrols in a peacekeeping mode would be all that was required. So we started shipping out large quantities of the armor.
The Pentagon has moved to get more armored Humvees into the field, and since April's uprising by Shiite militiamen, the military has boosted the amount of heavy armor in Iraq. Still, as the insurgencies continue and in some areas grow in strength, transporting military supplies remains one of the most dangerous missions in Iraq, and the ongoing counterinsurgency fight is taking a big toll on basic equipment.
They said that three of the trucks were deadlined. What that really means is, in English, is they're not fit to drive.
That's retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Sam Gardner. Gardner says if the reservists' complaints of an inadequate armed escort are true, they undercut the Pentagon refrain that the U.S. has a large enough force in Iraq. The military calls the soldiers' refusal an isolated incident, and in today's all-volunteer army, it appears to be. But Gardner calls it a deeply troubling sign.
Following orders in the face of combat is probably the most important thing to have done. They have to be punished if, in fact, they fail to obey orders, fail to obey a movement into combat. It's a very big deal.
Gardner says this one incident could indicate deeper morale and discipline problems in Iraq. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.